Good morning, it's 7:19 with Sports News. I'm Jesse King. Bob Watson, a two-time All-Star as a player who later became the first black general manager to win a World Series with the Yankees in 1996, has died at 74. Watson's son Keith says he died of kidney disease. Watson played his first 14 major league seasons with the Astros. He was nicknamed the Bull and made the All-Star team in 1973 and 1975, hit over 300 four times, and drove in at least 100 runs twice. He holds the distinction of scoring the 1,000,000th run in major league history. In other MLB news, a person familiar with the request says lawyers for the Baseball Players Union have asked for a slew of financial documents detailing the industry's finances. Baseball owners on Monday approved a proposal that could lead to the coronavirus-delayed season starting around the 4th of July, with a regular season schedule of about 82 games. Owners also gave the go-ahead to propose basing players' salaries on a 50-50 revenue split, which the union says is a salary cap and a framework that players will never accept. In NFL news, authorities say police in South Florida are trying to find Giants cornerback DeAndre Baker and Seahawks cornerback Quinton Dunbar after multiple witnesses accused them of an armed robbery at a party. Police issued warrants for both men yesterday on four counts each of armed robbery with a firearm. Baker faces an additional four counts of aggravated assault with a firearm. The warrant says Baker and Dunbar were recently attending a cookout when a fight broke out, causing Baker to pull out a handgun. In other virus-related sports news, it will be a summer in the South for NASCAR. The Stock Car Series says it will stick to Tennessee, Georgia, Virginia, Florida, and Alabama for June races, all without fans. After being shut down for more than 2 months, NASCAR now has plans for 20 races, including 9 in the Elite Cup Series, which resumes Sunday at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. I'm Jesse King.